So Sarah, let's talk about sleep. How many hours of sleep do you usually get every night?
Usually at least 8. Depends on how late I stay up, but usually about 8 hours I try to get every night.
And you're pretty consistent. Like even on the weekends, you get 8 hours.
Yes, even on the weekends. Sleep is very important for me to feel normal and energetic.
Now, do you need an alarm clock to wake you up, or do you just wake up naturally every day?
I definitely have to have an alarm clock. Even though I wake up very easily, I don't wake up at a routine time easily. So I usually set 2 alarms, and that'll usually get me up.
Oh, wow. I actually have this kind of weird mental ability. I thought that everybody could do this, but I found out it's not the case. But I can wake up exactly at the minute I want, any time. So, like, if I have to get up at 5:43, before I go to bed, I can say, okay, get up at 5:43, and I'll wake up at 5:43 exactly. I don't know how, I guess your brain just can keep time. When I tell people this, sometimes they think, oh, come on, that's not true. But really, like, ever since I was a kid, I could just tell myself what time I want to wake up, and I'll wake up exactly at that time.
That's really quite amazing. I wish it was that way for me, but it's not.
Yeah, well, it's weird because, like, I don't use alarm clocks. And I can't, like, an alarm clock, the idea, actually, I can't have a deep sleep if I know that it's going to ring and wake me up. Like, it's going to jolt. To me, an alarm clock is like somebody throwing cold water on you, you know? So, I don't use alarm clocks at all.
Yeah, I'm always paranoid about being late, so that's why I set 2, just in case, like, one doesn't go off. But I can sleep any time of the day. Like, it really doesn't matter what type of day. It's very easy for me to fall asleep for as long as whenever. So that's why I have to have an alarm clock, because I could sleep 12 or 14 hours and not wake up.
Wow. That's like, you do like sleep.
Yeah.
So do you take naps?
No, because then I feel really, like, groggy and really, like, irritable if I take naps for only, because I just want to sleep longer than that amount of time. So I don't take naps.
Like, can you sleep with the light on?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. Actually, that's probably why I always wake up so early. As soon as the light comes through the window, I wake up. I can't sleep if it's not dark.
I can sleep in any situation. Light, noise, sitting up, doesn't matter. I can sleep.
Oh, wow. So you're a deep sleeper.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Like, just a little bit of noise or a little bit of light, and I can't sleep. Wow. And actually, I probably only get on average 6 hours a night, but I do sometimes take naps.
Okay. How long do you usually nap for?
Usually an hour. I found out if I go over an hour, then that's the danger zone, because then if you sleep like 2 or 3 hours, then you wake up and you're just groggy for the whole day. Like, you can't. It's like you've been drugged, you know? So, yeah. At 45-minute naps, about it.
Yeah. When you were a child, did your parents make you take naps?
They did, and oddly enough, when I was a kid, though, I couldn't sleep. Like, you know, you would cry, I don't want to take a nap, you know, and then you'd be like, you'd conk out. But, yeah, I do remember. Do you remember having to take naps in school?
I didn't go to school, actually. I was homeschooled.
Oh,
so
really?
I remember taking naps when I was really little, but beyond that, and, like, school age, I never had to.
Anyway, all this talk's making me tired. I think I'm ready for a nap.
Sounds good.